Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with James Rahm. The new book is Plato and the Tyrant, The Fall of Greece's Greatest Dynasty and the Making of a Philosophic Masterpiece. Tens of thousands have had their lives cut short or are driven into despair by the drama of the Dionysian clan, which is now irony represented by Dionysus wandering around Corinth looking for work. However, we turn to the Republic. Plato spends the rest of his life in Athens, and he dies around 347 is the number I have, the mid-century. He lives a full life. What was that, almost 80, maybe 80 years old, near 80 years old. He leaves behind manuscripts that we have enormously preserved, given all that was lost at the burning of the Alexandria Library, thanks to Caesar. We didn't lose Plato because he was so popular. I guess he was copied everywhere. However, we have the Republic to work on because so much of the teaching that I had in the 20th century was informed by the Republic, and I always puzzled about why it seemed to be kind of despotic. Well, it's informed by the events that we just went through as best we could. James, the Republic has an understanding of governance. There are degrees of governance, aristocracy, democracy, which means landowners, oligarchy, democracy, and tyranny. Plato, when he wrote all this down and explicated it for the students in Socrates' voice, was that the first time it had been organized, or did he have rivals preaching these same matters?
There were several intellectuals in Athens who were also dealing with political philosophy in this era. It was widely recognized that Athenian democracy was not working out well, and other states were also experiencing decline. So there was a widespread effort to get governance onto some kind of new track.
And the forms of government he was entertaining, he had firsthand experience of the worst of it, tyranny. He found nothing redeeming in tyranny. Where was kingship in the opinion of educated Athenians and Corinthians?
So the distinction between king and tyrant varies from one writer to another. They define them in different ways. But for Plato, a king was a ruler whose mind had been improved by philosophy and who could govern according to principles of justice and virtue rather than someone driven by appetite, which is how he defines the tyrant.
And the philosophy that informs the king is based upon Plato's understanding of the world around him and then the forms. Is it necessary for a king, the good leader, to know about the forms? Or is that something only comes to philosophers?
So Plato's thesis in the Republic is that philosophers would make the best kings because they could perceive the form of justice, justice in its absolute essence, and govern according to that principle. The subtitle of Republic is On Justice because the central concern of the work is what is justice and does it make one sublimely happy? And of course, Socrates' answer is yes, it does. And it also provides the best kind of leadership because looking at justice in its earthly forms, precedents and court cases and such, won't teach you anything about what justice really is. One has to get outside of this world and regard justice in its pure form.
Yes, the real justice. Now we get metaphysical. Well, that's probably an inappropriate word here. I don't know. Spooky. All right. Justice is not real as we understand it. What we think of justice is a reflection on the wall of a cave, and we're all chained there looking up at these shadows, thinking that's real. It's not. It's a reflection of the real. The philosopher, if I understand, manages to succeed by getting outside of that cave and sees justice and beauty for what they really are, which is being reflected on the cave walls, but the real thing itself, the form of the real thing itself is perfect. The philosopher's duty is to go back in the cave. Is that correct, Professor? Go back and teach people who are chained?
Not teach them, but lead them. That's correct. The philosopher has to go back to the cave after getting outside into a world that's lit by the sun, that is the world of the forms, and experiencing sublime joy there. He has to turn back to the darkness, not to teach, but to lead the society.
And that is the image that Plato gives us in the Republic. There's one more part of the Republic. I mean, we understand these forms of government, which he's recommending. That's known as the allegory of the cave. Now we come to the myth of Ur, which I loved, but I don't think I can do it easily. Ur has to do with a man dying, but his corpse not decomposing while he's on the battlefield. And he wakes up, and then he tells a story. What is the story, Professor?
So the final phase of the Republic, final segment, is this fabulous account of what happens after death, told by someone who, as you say, had died but then revived and was sent as a messenger to describe his experience in the other world, in the afterlife. And it's a fabulous account. It's a soaring image of the beauty and order of the universe. The soul travels through this astral realm for 1,000 years until it's ready to be reincarnated into a new life.
And the reincarnation will have temptations. One of those temptations is a river. And you're very thirsty, wandering in this 1,000-year landscape. It's the way I read it. I mean, everybody reads it their own way. I'm getting thirsty reading this. And here comes a river. And those who drink deeply, what happens to them?
So the river is called Amylase, which roughly translates to heedlessness. And if you drink to excess from the river, it wipes out any memory you have of this fabulously beautiful universe through which your soul has traveled. And so when you're reincarnated, you can't recover any of those images. If you drink moderately, which is what the souls are told they must do, it's possible to retain some subconscious memory and recover it later. And that's exactly what the philosopher must do, recover the experience he had before birth.
And Plato thinks he's recovered it?
Well, he never tells us his own experience, but that's what he urges others to do by way of a philosophic education in the abstractions of the mind.
Does he think Archytas has recovered it? Because Archytas helped him in his life.
Again, he never says that in his own words, but I would presume that he thinks that Archytas is a model of the recovery of the world before birth.
Now we come to the part that reminds me of Harry Potter, when you get to choose what college you're going to, okay? You get a choice as you come to be reincarnated, how you want to come back. I puzzled about this for a while, and I decided I wanted to be a Cocker Spaniel or a Springer Spaniel, either one. Did you ever have a choice, James?
Not that I can recollect, but according to Plato, I have. I've chosen many times over the course of millennia, and my choice was always informed by what I had learned in the previous life. So a philosopher who's learned much would be able to make the best choice when his turn comes.
But you can come back as an animal, a creature.
Plato never talks about that. That's, of course, a concept in the Hinduism. But I don't think Plato saw that as a possibility. He thought of the choice of lives as being different types of earthly human existence.
Didn't Odysseus choose? I don't remember.
Yes. In the myth of Ur, Odysseus, who's given the last choice. So there's a sequence of choosing based on a lottery. And the presumption is that once life is chosen, it's no longer available to the next person. So there's a lot of luck involved. But Odysseus gets the last choice. He chooses the life of an ordinary man who has no particular ambitions, doesn't seek wealth or power. And he says, well, that's what I would have chosen if I'd chosen first.
Wonderful.
It's a charming notion.
Wonderful. And Plato leaves us with the understanding that the philosophers have a memory of that 1,000 years. Is that correct? And they saw the forms and they have a memory of the forms.
Some subconscious memory which can be recovered by the work of philosophy.
The book is Plato and the Tyrant, The Fall of Greece's Greatest Dynasty and the Making of a Philosophic Masterpiece, which ends with mysticism or poetry or what you'd have to say is imagination. The myth of Ur, following the same problems that we've dealt with obvious governments, but also with the journey that philosopher kings make, although they didn't call it philosopher kings. When we come back, where do we get this information? There are 13 letters, and they're debated for 2,500 years about genuine or forgery. James Rahm is the author. Plato and the Tyrant is the book.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.